Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopijana Vallabha Girivadhari. Gopijana Vallabha Girivadhari. Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. 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 Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivadhari. Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jai Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paravijagacharja Stodharshita Shri Srimad Srila Abhay Chanaranda Bhaktivedanta Sai Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Nama Charja Srila Thakur Haridas Ki Jai Prem Sekaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasa Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapur Tham Ki Jai Ganga Devi Ki Jai Yonamai ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Tulsirani ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Shri Hrinama Sankirtana ki jai, Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. इस्कान बीबीती संस्थापक आचार्य श्री प्रभुपाद की जय गो प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग श्री श्री गौरनीताय श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम श्री श्री ललिता विशाखा सहत राधा श्याम सुंदर की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णे स्वधामोपगते धनमज्ञानादिभिः सह कलौ नष्टदृशामेष पुराणार्को धुनोदितः दिस् इस् ग्रन्थराज श्रीमद्भागवतम् वी आर् कण्टिन्यूङ्ग् आवर् डिस्कशन् आफ् दि Ajamil pastime, in which the Lord delivered even a very sinful person in the form of his holy name. And it's to continue our discussion of the glories of the holy name in this World Holy Name Week. So today we're on 6th Canto, Chapter 3, text number 24, very well-known verse. It's there? Okay. So kindly repeat after me. Etavata alam agha nirharanaya pumsam sankirtanam bhagavata guna karma namnam vikrushya putram aghavan yat ajamilaham api narayanam iti mriyamana iyaya muktim etavatalam aghanirhananaya pungsam sankirtanam bhagavato gunakarma namnam Vikrushya putram aghavan yadajamilopi Narayane timriyamana iyaya muktim Etavatala maghanirhananaya pungsam Sankirtanam bhagavato gunakarma namnam Vikrushya putram aghavan yadajamilopi Narayane timriyamana iyaya muktim Etavatala maghanirhananaya pungsam Sankirtanam bhagavato gunakarma namnam Vikrushya putram aghavan yadajamilopi Narayaneti Mriyamana Iyaya Muktim. Etavatalamakhanirharanaya Pungsam. Sankirtanam Bhagavato Gunakurnam Nam Vikrushya Putra Aghavanya Dajami Dopi Narayaneti Mriyamana Iyaya Muktim. Etavatalamakhanirharanaya Pungsam. Sankirtanam Bhagavato Gunakarma Nam Nam Vikrushya Putra Maghavanya Dajami Lopi Narayaneti Mriyamana Iyaya Muktim. Etavatara Maghadirdhana Maya Pungsam. Sankirtanam Bhagavato Gunakarma Nam Nam Vikrushya Putra Aghavanya Dajami Lopi Narayaneti Mriyamana Iyaya Muktim. Ladies, etavatalamakhanirhananaya pungsam sankirtanam bhagavato gunakarma namnam vikrushya putra aghavan yad ajami lopi narayaneti mriyamana iyaya muktim. Etavata, with this much, alam, sufficient, akhanirharanaya, for taking away the reactions of sinful activities, pungsam, of human beings, sankirtanam, the congregational chanting, Bhagavataha, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Guna, of the Transcendental Qualities, Karma Nam Nam, and of his names, according to his activities and pastimes, Vikrushya, crying out, crying to, without offense, Putram, his son, Aghavan, the sinful, Yat, since, Ajamilaham, Api, even Ajamila, Narayana, the Lord's name, Narayana, Iti, thus, Mriyamana, dying, Iyaya, achieved, Muktim, liberation. Translation. Therefore, it should be understood that one is easily relieved from all sinful reactions by chanting the holy name of the Lord and chanting of his qualities and activities. This is the only process recommended for relief from sinful reactions. Even if one chants the holy name of the Lord with improper pronunciation, he will achieve relief from material bondage if he chants without offenses. Ajamila, for example, was extremely sinful, but while dying, he merely chanted the holy name. And although calling his son, he achieved complete liberation because he remembered the name of Narayana. Kindly repeat. Therefore, it should be understood that one is easily relieved from all sinful reactions by chanting the holy name of the Lord and chanting of his qualities and activities. This is the only process recommended for relief from sinful reactions. Even if one chants the holy name of the Lord with improper pronunciation, he will achieve relief from material bondage if he chants without offenses. Ajamila, for example, was extremely sinful, but while dying, he merely chanted the holy name. And although calling his son, he achieved complete liberation because he remembered the name of Narayana. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, founder and acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In the assembly of Raghunath Das Goswami's father, Haridas Thakur confirmed that simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one is liberated, even if he does not chant completely inoffensively. Smarta Brahmanas and Mayavadis do not believe that one can achieve liberation in this way, but the truth of Haridas Thakur's statement is supported by many quotations from Srimad Bhagavatam. In his commentary on this verse, for example, Sridhar Swami gives the following quotation. Sayam pratar grahan bhaktya dukha gramad vimochete. If one always chants the holy name of the Lord with great devotion in the evening and in the morning, one can become free from all material miseries. End quote. Another quotation confirms that one can achieve liberation if one hears the holy name of the Lord constantly, every day, with great respect. Anudidam idam adarena shrinvan. Another quotation says, Shravanam kirtanam dhyanam hare radbhuta karmanaha janma karma gunanam cha tad artheya khila cheshtatam. One should always chant and hear about the extraordinarily wonderful activities of the Lord. One should meditate upon these activities, and one should endeavor to please the Lord. Sridhar Swami also quotes from the Puranas, Papa kshayascha bhavati smaratam tam aharanisham. One can become freed from all sinful reactions simply by remembering the lotus feet of the Lord day and night. Aharanisham. Furthermore, he quotes from Bhagavatam, Tasmat sankirtanam vishnor jagan mangalamangasam mahatam api kaudavya vidhyaikantika nashkratam. All these quotations prove that one who constantly engages in chanting and hearing the holy activities, name, fame, and form of the Lord is liberated. As stated wonderfully in this verse, etavata alam aghanirhananaya pungsam. Simply by uttering the name of the Lord, one is freed from all sinful reactions. The word alam, which is used in this verse, indicates that simply uttering the holy name of the Lord is sufficient. This word is used with different imports. As stated in the Amarakosh, the most authorized dictionary in the Sanskrit language, alam bhushana paryapti shakti varana vachakam. That means the word alam is used to mean ornament, sufficiency, power, and restraint. Here, the word alam is used to indicate that there is no need of any other process, for the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is sufficient. Even if one chants imperfectly, one becomes free from all sinful reactions by chanting. The power of chanting the holy name was proved by the liberation of Ajamil. When Ajamil chanted the holy name of Narayana, he did not precisely remember the Supreme Lord. Instead, he remembered his own son. At the time of death, Ajamil certainly was not very clean. Indeed, he was famous as a great sinner. Furthermore, one's physiological condition is completely disturbed at the time of death. And in such an awkward condition, it would certainly have been very difficult for Ajamil to have chanted clearly. Nevertheless, Ajamila achieved liberation simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Therefore, what is to be said of those who are not sinful like Ajamil? It is to be concluded that with a strong vow, one should chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. For thus, one will certainly be delivered from the clutches of Maya by the grace of Krishna. The chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is recommended even for persons who commit offenses, because if they continue chanting, they will gradually chant offenselessly. By chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra without offenses, one increases his love for Krishna. As stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prema Pum Artho Mahan. One's main concern should be to increase one's attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and to increase one's love for Him. In this regard, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Evam dharmayana manushyanam uddhavatmani vedinam mayi sanjayate bhaktihi konyortho asya vishishyate. My dear Uddhava, the supreme religious system for human society is that by which one can awaken his dormant love for me. Commenting on this verse, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes the word bhakti by saying, premai voktaha kaha anya artha asya. In the presence of bhakti, what is the necessity of liberation? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also quotes this verse from the Padma Purana. Nama paradha yuktanam namani eva haranti agham avishranti prayuktani tani eva artha karani cha. Even if in the beginning one chants the Hare Krishna mantra with offenses, one will become free from such offenses by chanting again and again. Papakshayascha bhavati smaranam tam aharanisham. One becomes free from all sinful reactions if one chants day and night. Following the recommendation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who quoted the following verse. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyatha. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. End quote. If the members of the Krishna consciousness movement strictly follow this recommendation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their position will always be secure. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om jnana timarantasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namah. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yutaparakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganarugunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhupya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Madgaviribi Gopala Sri Kuryat Kripayayali Tadaivasam Payahapitwa Hrishye Yustat Priyajanaha. As we said, this is a very famous and very beautiful verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Etavata. With just this amount. What about this amount? What is this amount, first of all? What was the amount of chanting that Ajamila did? Maybe 2-3 times he called the name Narayana only. And not for the Supreme Lord, but for his son. And plus he was sinful. And plus, he was not free of offenses entirely. So, etavata, alam. Alam means enough, just like we say alankar. If you do this, it's enough. So, that's one of the definitions. Actually, there are 4 definitions here he quotes from the, Prabhupada quotes from the Amarkosh. This is sufficiency and decoration and power, and what's the other one? Restraint. So actually all of these apply to the holy name. It is sufficient decoration if your tongue is always vibrating the holy name. Because, as one anonymous poet put it, Vishramasthanamekam kavivaravachasam jivanam sadjananam. The holy name is the ultimate repose in the choice words of the greatest poets. In other words, the greatest of poets have no topic more worthy of glorification than the holy name. Kalyananam nidhanam kalimala, what is that? Kalimalamatanam. Pavanam pavananam. The holy name is the most auspicious of all auspicious things. It is the purifying active ingredient of all purifying things. And it is the purest of the pure. Patheyan yan mamukshoho sapadipadapada prapti prochamanam. It's declared that those persons who are seeking liberation need only take this provision with them. When you travel on a train, they make some tepla for you, or maybe you make some chivada or something to pack with you. So this is called pateyam, something for the road. So for the road back to Godhead, the great sages who are desiring liberation, they declare, this is all you need. And kavivaravachasam, this is the... we've already described the greatest of all the poets. They have no further topic of glorification beyond the holy name. Once you get to the topic of glorifying the holy name, that is the ultimate. Jivanam sadjananam. Therefore, if someone is actually a trained and gentle human being, then it's your very life. Jivitam. It's the thing that keeps you alive, isn't it? When we chant, can you imagine what happens? Don't imagine too much. If you just stop chanting your rounds, what happens? Your consciousness immediately goes crazy as a result of sangha. Sangat sanjayate kama. Immediately we go insane because the external environment is only going to discourage devotional service in this world. So those who are fully trained and gentle and learned, sadjanas, for them this holy name is like their life. And bijam dharma drumasya, it's the seed of the tree that is dharma. If you view dharma as a tree, all things come from the tree. All the flowers and fruits that are artha and kama, they're coming from dharma. But this holy name is the bija of that tree. Bijam dharma drumasya prabhavatu bhavatam bhutaye Krishna nama. May this Krishna nama benedict all of you with the ultimate auspiciousness. This is one anonymous poet. Even 500 years ago, this poem was ancient. Rupa Goswami quotes it in his Padyavali. So, etavata alam. Just this much chanting is sufficient. For what purpose? Aghanir hananaya, for destroying sins. And the first thing that Srila Prabhupada points out is that assembly in which Haridas Thakur made this very grand claim. And some smartas may be in the audience or some mayavadis. They're the ones who have doubts about this. If we have doubts about this, we should also consider whether we're contaminated by smarta ideals or by mayavad ideals. Because it's not only possible, it's very prominent, actually. Something to think about. So this is the thing, that even just by chanting Nama Bhasa, one is freed. Rupa Goswami's Namashtakam, he says much the same in so many different ways. So therefore, this is the process that is recommended. Nirharanaya, Agha Nirharanaya, for removing Agha. Agha means ugly. Just like in English, we UGH, ugh. It's an exclamation for something negative. So aghasura, sinful rascal, demon. Or aghavan. Who is described as aghavan in this verse? Aghavan. Yet ajamilopi. Even though he was the famous Ajamil, who was full of sin. He was like a little bit like Jagai Madhaya, and he was famous for that. He wasn't just, I think as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur points out, he wasn't just a lightweight sinner, kshudra, kshudra papi, nahi. He was a heavy sinner, heavy, heavy, notorious. So aghavan, aghanirdharanaya pungsam, but for anyone, this holy name is sufficient. What does that holy name consist of? Not just the name alone, but here it said, Sankirtanam Bhagavato Guna Karnamanamnam. I've also heard another version, Guna Rupanamnam. Either way, that's justified by Srila Prabhupada's purport. You chant the names, the activities, the qualities, the form, etc., etc., of the Lord. This is all Sankirtanam. And this is enough. Now, Ajamil, Aghavan Ajamil, even though he was Ajamil, Aghavan, Vikrushya Putra. Vikrushya means he cried out. Do we cry out when we chant our rounds? We fall asleep. So, Vikrushya means he cried out, but he was not crying for Narayan, actually, exactly. He was crying for his son, who happened to be named Narayana. But Narayana iti, just these four syllables. Mriyamana, while he was dying, Iyaya, he went to Mukti. Iyaya means you go somewhere. We said, therefore Patayam. You need something for the journey. So this is the thing that Prabhupada points this out first. And then he quotes it. Not he quotes it. Actually, Srila Prabhupada's purport is paraphrasing all of the purports of all the predecessor acharyas, especially Sridhar Swami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So Sridhar Swami quotes here from Bhagavatam, Sayam Pratar Granan Bhaktya Dukha Gramad Vimuchyate. You will become freed from your miseries If you chant the holy names with devotion, both in the morning and in the evening, santushta satatam yogi, Krishna says, you have to be a yogi all the time, not just in the morning. Sometimes it's the influence of this world and the influence of our association is such that by the end of the day we are like half demons again. One devotee told Prabhupada, you know, sometimes we feel like demons. You know, we're a little bit of demon and a little bit of devotee. Prabhupada said, partial demon means demon. So unfortunately, this is us. And by the end of the day, we're fully enthusiastic about Maya. But therefore, it's said here, Sayam Prater Granan. And Bhaktya. Bhaktya means not with offenses, but with love. That's the hard part for us demons, to develop real love. But if we can do this by divine grace, His divine grace, then dukha gramat vimuchyate, we become freed from the whole host of miseries. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, yoga will destroy all of the sufferings of someone who is very temperate in his habits of eating, sleeping, working, and recreation. This bhakti yoga in particular has this potency. And this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, this is the chief element of bhakti in this Kali Yuga. We should never forget that. And then he quotes, Anudinamidam Adarena Shrinvan. It's not enough to chant the holy name, but you have to hear the holy name also. Anudinam idam adarena shrinvan. And you have to hear with love. Rupa Goswami says, with what kind of love? With the kind of love that someone receives a letter from his beloved. If you're separated for a long time, so many poets are writing about this. Kalidas in his Meghaduta, he was away from his wife for 4 months of the Chaturmasya season. They're all pining for each other and writing letters back and forth. Oh, I can't go another day without you, and all this. It's actually all bogus in the material world, but that feeling should be there, because that the idea that someone should feel this kind of love is natural, because it's within us. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabhunai Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karay Udai. If you just water this creeper with the hearing and chanting of the name of Krishna, then that love of God will awaken. So we should chant with that kind of love. This is the point. Bhaktya. Adarena, actually it's stated here. Adara. Adara means respect, or if you're a Bengali, it means love also. So either way. Anudinam, day after day after day. Then he quotes, this is from 11th canto. There's a few from 11th canto. He says, Shravanam kirtanam dhyanam harer adbhuta karmanah janma karma gunanam cha tad artheya khila cheshtitam. This is actually part of a long string of verses, but the point that Srila Prabhupada sees fit to quote here, or Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and others see fit to quote here, is that one should always chant and hear about the extraordinarily wonderful activities. Adbhuta karma. Adbhuta karma. When Krishna does things, it's adbhuta. Even when Srila Prabhupada did things, it was also adbhuta. Extraordinary. Ordinary, but extraordinary at the same time. Krishna's just playing like an ordinary baby, sucking on his toe. All babies do this. But when Krishna does this, there's wonder in it. Gadada vinde namukada vinde padada vindam vinaveshayantam vartasya patrasya puteshayanam balam mukundam anasasmarami. Who saw this? There's a few. Markandeya Rishi saw this. Who else saw this? This form that the Lord displays from time to time. He showed it also to Yudhishthir Maharaj and again to Gargamuni Rishi as well. When the whole cosmic manifestation is wound up and there's nothing left, everything is floating on the ocean of destruction, there's one little island with a banyan tree, and in one leaf of that banyan tree, this tiny infant is lying there and he's sucking on his toe. Who can imagine this? Even in this world, the mind of a baby is inconceivable. What to speak of this divine form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So Adbhuta Karnamana, this is just amazing. You can't figure him out. Achintya. But the Janma is there, the Karnama is there, he has his birth, he has his activities, Gunanam, just like we're singing every morning, Samasta Guna Ganadhama. That's why Gopanganangana Chitta Vinodana. He delights the hearts of these cowherd women because he's so full of wonderful qualities. Anyone would be delighted. Anyone that would be enchanted. It's like we heard the other day, someone was explaining. Ramchandra was so beautiful. Even these sages were absolutely enchanted. Mohita, they became enchanted. So Krishna is like this. And these things one should hear about, one should chant about, and thereby one should remember. Dhyana. Not exactly remember. Sometimes we say Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. But really this is dhyana, dhyana. What does dhyana mean? Focused. Intent, meditation. This word went into Chinese from Sanskrit, it became chan. And then it went into Japanese from there and it became zen. The same word. But it actually means this focused meditation. And what is the what is the focus of that meditation? Dhyana avastita tadgatena manasa pasyanti yam yoginaha. The person that these yogis are concentrating on is Vishnu. Tad arthe akhila cheshtitam. And your every activity, your every attempt. Cheshtita means activity in general, especially if you speak Telugu. But in Sanskrit, cheshta means that activity that is volitional. You're exercising your own willpower to make it happen. You have a vested interest, so to speak. That's called cheshta. And you endeavor for it. So in everything that you endeavor for, tadarthe, it should be for his purpose. This is the idea. Just like we say in Bhagavad Gita, yajñārthāt karmanonyatra lokoyam karmabandhana. What is the rest of the verse? Tadartham, same. So Sridhar Swami also quotes from the Puranas, papakshayascha bhavati, and it will be that your sins are destroyed, smaratam tam aharnisham, if you just remember him day and night. One can become freed from all sinful actions simply by remembering the lotus feet of the Lord day and night, Srila Prabhupada says here. Therefore, he's quoting from the sixth canto also, tasmat, later on, just a few verses ahead of us, tasmat sankirtanam vishnor jagan mangalamahasam mahatam api kauravya vidyai kantikandrashkritam. Means, therefore, this sankirtan of Lord Vishnu, it's the most auspicious activity in the universe. It's such a great thing, one should constantly try to understand this, understand its greatness. This is should be the only endeavor of a human being. So all these quotations, Prabhupada says, prove that one who constantly engages in chanting and hearing of the holy activities, name, form, fame, and form, we said, of the Lord, is liberated. And Prabhupada also explains, alam, we've already read this and explained this. So Ajamil is the proof of this. And Ajamil is always the example quoted, which gives us some hope, frankly. I think it's maybe Sanatan Goswami. Let's just see what he says. Agavana shuchirapi akrita prayaschito pitiva. So he takes Agavan to be, he's unclean, and who's clean at the time of death? Nobody. Everybody's always unclean at the time of death. Ashuchirapi akrita prayaschito api. Or you can take it that he's internally unclean. He's not executed any prayaschita for his sinful activities. Either way, he's Agavan. He's in possession of his sinful reactions at that point. But mriyamano avastha cittopi, even when his consciousness is in disarray, muktimavapa, still he got liberation. Natu agha nirharana matram. This is the point that he's making. It's not just that his sinful reactions were removed. He was actually liberated for permanently. Permanent solution. This is the point. Chittopi mukti, tadanim ajamilasya dehasya vartamana tvena jivan muktataiva siddha. Then he had gained the perfection of becoming perfect in the same body. Ato nama bhasenapi yatha katanchit jatena muktirapi syat kim uta papakshaya iti bhava. The idea is that what is the point of discussing the mere destruction of sins if you can get liberation of this sort simply by not even pure chanting, but just by namabhasa. This is the point. Akadabana Yashoda Nandano Nandasuno, these names Rupa Goswami is quoting. Therefore, it should be understood that one is easily relieved from all sinful reactions by chanting the holy names of the Lord. Jiva Goswami says also, he points out another very famous verse. Who can finish it for me? Etavan Sankhya Yoga Bhyam. Huh? Etavan Sankhya Yoga Bhyam. Not Janma Safalyam. Etavan Sankhya Yoga Bhyam. Svakarma Parinishtaya. Or? Yes. Ante Narayana Smriti. How can it be otherwise? He's chanting the name Narayaneti. It's stated very clearly here. This is Ante Narayana Smriti. And that is the goal of Sankhya. That is why we're doing Varnashram. That's why we're studying the sixth chapter and others in the Bhagavad Gita. The whole point is that we can practice Bhakti Yoga, chiefly manifest in the form of this Sankirtana process, so that at the end of life, we can easily remember Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Don't take it for granted. It can be lost. You can forget Krishna easily. We don't believe this because we're being held up here in the holy Dham of Vrindavan automatically by mercy only. That's the nature of this place. But if you're in Chicago or Buenos Aires, or what to speak of Vladivostok, or some, you know, Beijing, or some other godforsaken place, then it's not so easy, actually. And if you're out of the association of devotees, it's practically hopeless, because we've already described Sangat Sanjayate Kama. Just a few hours, or days, or months is all it takes, and you become a non-devotee again. Don't think that you're ready for this, you know, we all here in Vrindavan, everyone is pretty confident that they have understood their Siddha Deha, but there's actually a problem still. And what is that problem? Gauranga bolite hove pulaka sharir. Narottam Das Thakur, when he chants the name, he just immediately starts trembling and crying. We're not doing that. Why? Because of offenses. That's the subject of another lecture. But I can just tell you that Srila Prabhupada, he explains these offenses that are described in the Padma Purana in the Adi Lila chapter 8, texts 24 and 25. For those of you who are taking notes, in case you're also losing sleep about this matter, which you should be, because you never know when you're going to die. Adi Lila, chapter 8, texts 24 and 25. That's where Srila Prabhupada explains these offenses. And it's very important, just like we hear from Prabodhananda Saraswati Maharaj every morning. He's explaining the 10 offenses. It's very necessary to do that. If you're not reminding yourself of these offenses, then how can you be sure you're not committing them? You can forget what they are, just as you can forget what Krishna Nam is, if the circumstances and the conditions are appropriate for doing that. So we have to always hear. This is part of hearing and chanting about Krishna. We have to remind ourselves that we have a lot of work to do. কৃষ্ণ নাম করে অপরাধের বিচার, কৃষ্ণ বলিতে অপরাধীর ন হয় বিকার। If there's no change, then it should be understood. It's because these 10 offenses are going on. And we don't have time to dilate on those because we're now out of time. There's too much commentary on this verse, and that's why even Srila Prabhupada's purport, which paraphrases the gist of everything, is also a pretty long purport. But these are the main ideas. There's a lot more we can say, but we're out of time, so I'm going to stop here. If anyone has any questions or any comments, yes.
We often hear that just chanting the holy name one time, you know, frees you from unlimited and more than you can commit. I think someone was reading that during that section that Ajamil said Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Prabhupada said, did I say three times? Once is enough. So then it says, someone who's chanting all day and night, so here, wait a minute, if you chant once then it's good, then why the idea of all day and night then? What's the need of all day and night?
Yeah. Well, that's cheating, as you know. See, Ajama wasn't guaranteed that Krishna was coming. He hadn't read the script yet. And just like Prahlad Maharaj didn't know what the plot was. And just like Vasudeva, when he had to cross the Yamuna carrying this basket, and the basket fell, he didn't know what was going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen. All of us become Krishna conscious in our own way. It's kind of custom tailored to each individual. In our own way means we follow the instructions of the spiritual master. But everybody has his own individuality. And exactly how Krishna chooses to reciprocate with any one of us, it's not, I want to say, static. It's not preset or it's dynamic. So we have to be careful of that mentality that just chanting once is, oh, so then fine, chant once and then just live the rest of your life happily in the material world and see what happens. You'll see at the time of death when it's too late to keep chanting. Therefore, the idea is to keep chanting now. And we've already read several times here, Aharnisham, right? Satatam Kirtayanto Mam, also Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. So many places it's stated, nam aparatha yuktanam ityadi, that famous verse is there. If we are infested with these holy names, I mean the offenses to these holy names, Chaitanya Charitamrita states, we can go on chanting for millions of births. And, you get the holy name and you have a pious life and you stay in the material world. But if you want love of Godhead, that's another matter. We have to try to chant a little more seriously, to such that we attract Krishna's attention. And then he's very merciful upon us. We can't all just bank on the same thing that happened to Ajamil will happen to me. It can happen. This is what Prabhupada said here. But that doesn't mean it's going to happen. So that we have to be careful of as well. Is that okay? And the point is offenses are there. We all have ghosts. What is it Rupa Goswami says? Pishachi Hridi Varjate? Who knows the whole verse? Just now it's escaping me. But, Jagaranana Pandit also said the same thing. The ghosts of bhakti and mukti. Tamal Krishna Goswami put it nicely. He said, he called Srila Prabhupada the exorcist of the ghost of his past desires. So we're haunted. Even we've given up, to some degree, more than other people perhaps, we've given up this process of gross material sense gratification. But the tendency is still there within the heart. It's called hrichaya, what's lying in the heart. You don't want to see what's lying in the heart. Sometimes we get a glimpse. So this is what we have to be careful about, and this is why we have to keep chanting no matter what, all day long, every day, as much as possible. This is the advice. So these are the instructions. All right. Anything else? Nothing else? Then we'll stop here. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.